President Mugabe told the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly last year that the African Union supported most of the organization's priorities, which were designed to empower billions of people in the world. Mr. Mugabe was happy that sustainable development goals set by the United Nations dovetailed into the development initiatives of the AU, which was under his chairmanship. He went on to attack the West for failing to pave the way for Africans to have permanent seats in the critical UN Security Council, dominated by developed nations. Some people back home paid attention to the president's calls, while others believed that he was back to his old ways, attacking the West for any African problems. 1 year after taking over as AU chairperson, some people strongly believe that President Mugabe's leadership was a complete waste of time and resources. Local resident Wisdom Mugagara says Mr. Mugabe was one of the most ineffective African Union chairperson as political and armed conflicts gripped the continent during his tenure of office.
I strongly believe that he's the worst AU champion ever in the history of the organization. We experienced a lot of crisis in Africa, the Burundi, where Nkurunziza accused a lot of people on the basis that it's not going anywhere. And we had an issue around the Kenya. We had issue in Central African Republic. We had the problem in Lesotho. And all those things, they're still pending. Nothing has been done. Back home, we also have our own crisis, which is affecting people generally, most of the Zimbabweans. And nothing has been done. It's not speaking by example. In fact, most of these African leaders are learning more from him. He's telling them how cruel and how to be oppressed as a leader. So I think so far he has managed to do nothing for the poor of Africa, nothing for the poor of Zimbabwe. And I think it's time for him to resign, both in AU and in Zimbabwe.
Mugagara adds that Zimbabwe suffered economically when Mr. Mugabe was the AU chairperson.
Let me emphasize the issue that we suffered a lot by him being the chairman, because most of the time he was moving around moving around Africa, spending taxpayers money. You know, now hospitals are empty and the people are dying of poverty when the poor service delivery is carrying an entourage of 200 people on board with him, and this was actually straining the fiscal. So if Zimbabwe didn't benefit anything, actually we lost more than anything else.
The president traveled to various nations as the chairperson of the AU and Zimbabwean leader, with funds being derived from both the African Union and struggling Southern African nation. His AU and national travel budgets have not yet been made public, though indications are that he may have spent millions of dollars in allowances and related expenses. Kudakwashe Tsiga, another Harare resident, believes that this worsened Zimbabwe's economic problems, as some of the funds spent on foreign trips should have been channeled towards reviving the economy or feeding hungry people currently facing a serious drought, fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon.
It was a big strain on the economy. Remember, he was allocated 17 million and he spent a good 33 million by September last year. It's fair to say it's spent about 50 million towards the end of the year. So it was a big strain on the economy vis-a-vis, if you look at the demands elsewhere in terms of bonuses for civil servants, in terms of salaries for civil servants, in terms of the pending drought as well, which the government is failing to cope.
Tsiga says President Mugabe laid down millions of people in Africa as he did not play an active role in quelling political and armed conflicts.
Well, I think his role it's more of a reactive role in terms of African crisis which emanating in Africa. So to his credit and his benefit, there were not many which sprouted up in Africa. But those which did sort of stick out, he played a very sort of back row position. He didn't stand up for the crisis which occurred in Africa, nor was he active in terms of trying to quell the crisis. He didn't step forward. He was not very visible as people expected him to be. Remember, he got this position, in a high sounding ceremony, almost like a farewell to the older statesmen of Africa. And he was supposed to lead, from the front. and people did not see that in the various sort of crises which occurred on the continent.
But Harare resident Anna Kombora says Mr. Mugabe has proved he's a true African statesman.
I believe Mugabe left a mark during his tenure, because there was a lot of instability in the region, like Lesotho. There was instability in Lesotho, but elections were held, and a lot of diplomatic interventions are still going on in Lesotho. In Mozambique as well, the Renamo bandits made it possible to have a crisis, but that country is now stable, and a lot of diplomatic interventions being made. And also in South Africa, the xenophobic attack. I think AU made it possible to stabilize the South Africa, because South Africa had the potential of destabilizing the region. But Mugabe managed to convince other leaders to help South Africa deal with the problem. And now there is peace in South Africa. So to my opinion, he made a lot of effort and he is leaving a mark.
Despite being impressed by the role of Mr. Mugabe during his tenure, Kombora agrees that Zimbabwe did not accrue a lot of benefits from chairing the African Union.
Zimbabwe as a country, yeah, to a lesser extent, but Zimbabwe benefited. Because the AU, like during the AU, they said they need to be child marriage campaign launches in all the countries. And Zimbabwe is also one of the countries that managed to launch a country child marriage campaign, and obviously with the recent ruling on child marriages, it shows that we benefited as a country.
On the other hand, there are some Zimbabweans that don't even understand the operations of the African Union and President Mugabe's role in the last 12 months. One of them is Tichona Sibanda, who does not have an idea of what Mr. Mugabe was doing at the AU. He also believes that leaders are elected to occupy the AU chair.
The president, Harare Mugabe, was chosen due to his leadership quality to lead the African, to lead the African chair. So we are proud of him as our Zimbabwean president. I know our president is a visionary president.
Faith Furusa of Tsiwarase Kwasebab shares the same view.
I don't have information on anything about the AU body. So, all I know is that President Robert Mugabe is the chairman of the board. But his duties, I don't know. And I don't know what
Mr. Mugabe said to hand over the AU chair to another African leader within the next few days. His tenure, he has been characterized by unrest on the continent, such as political conflicts in Burundi, South Sudan, Libya, Somalia, Swaziland, and Lesotho. Terrorist attacks, which left hundreds of people dead in Mali, Burkina Faso, Kenya, Nigeria, and Somalia, also took place when he was leader of the African Union. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.